Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cannabis Marketing Podcast. I'm Rob Howard, founder of Daily Story. Today, we're going to talk about advertising for cannabis and CBD marketers. Joining me today is Adam Greenhood. Adam is the CEO and founder of AdWallet, a direct-to-consumer marketing and research platform that rewards consumers for their time and attention. Adam has been in marketing and advertising for over 20 years, working with some of the biggest and well-known brands. He started AdWallet as a way to fix what he saw as a broken system. Hey, Adam, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about AdWallet. I think this is a really interesting business concept. And, you know, you and I got connected. We had kind of a phone call or meeting, talk a little bit about cannabis and SMS marketing or CBD marketing. And you told me a little bit about what you were doing and some of the different types of businesses that you were supporting, which included some cannabis and CBD companies. And it really just fascinated me, and I thought it would make for a great topic for the podcast, which is why you're here. So let's hear it. What does AdWallet do? How does it work? Let's get started on it.
Well, first, thanks for having me. It's an honor, and like we were joking earlier, I love to hear myself talk, so hopefully I'm interesting. But AdWallet, I've been in advertising for 20 plus years. And I was a creative director. And so my job was actually making all the ads, TV, radio, print, filling media with stuff. And about 4 years ago, I was an executive creative director at a big agency in the Southwest. And I was frankly doing what most creative directors do best, which is I was taking a long lunch and I had my feet up on my desk and I was surfing the web. And I saw a meme that really struck me, and it basically was joking about how the only thing people actually pay attention to is the skip button. And I laughed, of course, because that's true. You know, like anytime we're offered the skip button, whether it's on YouTube or we can skip the commercials with our DVR or whatever, frankly, we can skip a commercial, we 99.9% of the time, you know, time do. And it struck me that, you know, of all the money that I spend of my clients, and at that point, hundreds of millions of dollars, that most of it goes to waste because, frankly, most of the world is trying very hard, no matter what I put through the pipe, to not watch it. You know, we're trying to watch the TV show we're trying to watch. We're trying to listen to the podcast. We're not, you know, we're not as interested in the ad, frankly, interruption to the content that we had. And so I, you know, kind of had what you might call, you know, I went home and I started contemplating my entire life, you know, what I dedicated my entire life to, that no matter what I did, it was incredibly challenged because, you know, frankly, the mediums I had at my disposal were opportunities for folks really didn't want to see what I had created because it was interrupting them, you know, and who wants to be interrupted? So I spent about a month thinking, what am I going to do with my life? And then one day it kind of hit me that the main issue, right, is that clients, you know, advertisers, any advertisers, small businesses to Coca-Cola, you know, spend money to, you know, run ads that to interrupt us. But that money they pay to publishers, they pay to, frankly, the mediums, you know, to pay for those mediums to create the content. That what if an advertiser could, in fact, take that same money and pay it directly to a person for their undivided real attention to a product or a service or anything, you know? And I really started realizing, you know, all of our time is valuable. And you guys have been gracious enough to give me, you know, 40 minutes on this podcast, but you can honestly calculate how much, you know, how much my time is worth, how much your time is worth, how much anyone who's listening, how much is your time worth? And so in the end, that's actually all a marketer is trying to buy, which is they're trying to buy your attention, you know, and they can use Facebook and they can use Google and they can use TV. But what if they could take all that, all those hundreds of billions of dollars and just buy it directly? And so I sort of got wrapped around the axle, to be honest, about how do you solve that really big, ridiculous problem of allowing an advertiser marketer to frankly buy attention directly from a person and skip everything. And so AdWallet was born. We came up with the app. I raised, you know, $3 million to get started. And we built what is AdWallet. And quite simply, what AdWallet is if you sign up for AdWallet at adwallet.com, it's entirely web-based, you fill out a profile about yourself, you know, what you like, what you don't like, who you are, all the things the marketers, frankly, always wanted to know, but was frankly too afraid to ask. And so they've been scraping metadata for the past 20 years. And, you know, of course, that's going away now. So basically very confronts each person with like, tell us who you are. And the more honest you are, the more, frankly, the better the ad you'll get because it'd be suited for your lifestyle. And then once you sign up, AdWallet sends you a text right to your phone when there's an opportunity for you to check out your AdWallet and have something inside it. When you go inside your AdWallet, There's a variety of different experiences that you can have, but all of them basically, if you complete them, it rewards you with money. And when you earn $10 or more in your ad wallet, you can cash out in a variety of ways. But basically, it's the money that an advertiser would have given, frankly, Google or Facebook or TV or radio. They're basically giving it to you directly. And so that's kind of at a high level, ad wallet is a tool to connect a marketer directly with a person. And that frankly, finally enabling people to be part of this massive value exchange for their data and for their attention that frankly, they've never been a part of. Then suddenly, you know, this is basically a connective tissue to enable that to be kind of a two-way street rather than this cloak and dagger game that everybody plays in trying to consume the media that they want to consume and deal with the commercials, you know, just as a nuisance, which is kind of the system we currently have.
Yeah, it's a fascinating concept because, you know, as a person who is online all the time, I think what you just described in the meme you saw, which is always looking for the next button or the skip button or whatever it is so true. Because you're, I mean, as a consumer, I'm constantly bombarded with content. I think there's interesting things that were happening with retargeting and those types of activities. But you're right, a lot of that's going away with a lot of the privacy regulations. So, you know, it's getting harder and harder for advertisers to find the right audience from the information that's publicly available because consumers are locking down their data.
Sure.
So the concept here then is now you've kind of reversed the model, which
right.
The consumer comes in and says, hey, here's all about me. This is kind of who I am, what I do, what I like. And then it's kind of permission-based advertising, right?
Yeah, so exactly. It kind of turns everything on its ear. It basically says, look, how about you reveal the personal information that you're comfortable revealing? And obviously, the more information revealed, probably the more money you can make. Like, that's a fair trade. It provides a platform where advertisers only have the information that you've revealed to target you. So they can't bring in a bunch of other things. And then the other key to it is that you're being served an ad not in the middle of content, meaning these advertisers are serving it to your ad wallet. You can check your ad wallet when you're ready, when you have a minute or two, whether you're on, you know, you're fooling around and, you know, trying to get to sleep or you're in the toilet. I mean, a lot of people who like, you know, look at their ad wallet, leave it out of the bathroom. They have an extra minute or two to spend with an ad a day, and then it pays them. And yeah, interestingly enough, like the money on ad wallet is nice, right? But no one's getting rich on AdWallet. This is not, it's funny when we started AdWallet, you know, I had a bunch of 18-year-olds and stuff around town that'd be like, I'm going to quit my job and not go to college and watch ads all day.
Right.
Like,
no.
Stay in school, kids. Like, this is not, you know, stay in school. but, you know, if you can make an extra 5, 10, 20 bucks a month, that's spending a minute or two with advertising a day. And that's nice, right? The money's cool. But it's not, it's funny, people on AdWallet tend to start because they think the money will be interesting. And then they actually quickly learn like, oh, here's an ad for something that I actually care about or I didn't know about, you know, but I'm so busy not paying attention to ads any way I can that suddenly if I'm forced to pay it or I'm, you know, leaned into an ad, I didn't know there was a coffee shop down the street that just opened up. I didn't know there was a new, you know, service online for, you know, fresh dog food, all these things. So basically, if you create a partnership between people and brands, what we're seeing is, oh, this can work both ways. Whereas up until now, it's been, you know, brands desperately, you know, they're not bad, but they're, you know, these are the tools at their disposal. They're trying to cram stuff into the little spaces in our lives. And we're trying everything we can to, you know, swat them away. And that's not working for the brand or for the person. No one's winning, basically. So that was sort of the idea was, could I make an ad a good thing? In fact, that's the number one thing from a former ad guy, right? That has been the coolest thing I've heard, which is people basically saying, I can't wait to get an ad on AdWallet.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to get an ad, said like nobody ever in the history of mankind, right? Like, ooh, I can't wait to get an ad, you know? And on AdWallet, it's yes, you're going to get paid, but also the actual thing that you're getting has value in your life.
Yeah, Adam, I think it's so, you make like such an interesting point there. Back a long time ago, I won't name the software company, but a large software company, when I was working there, we had convinced them at the time to take a portion of their website and start, and this is like 20 years ago, and start selling ads on it. It was a developer website. And in my in my moment of brilliance, I decided that, well, certain types of customers who were kind of our premier users or premier developers, we would hide those ads from them. And interestingly, and the ads were super targeted, obviously, at kind of a very technical audience. And interestingly, what happened was is they started kind of complaining and saying, "Hey, we want to see these ads too because they're super relevant to what we're doing. We want to know about these products. We want to know about these brands." And it was really an eye-opening moment for me that when you have a good fit for the marketing or for the brand or for the product, the audience is very receptive to kind of learning about that information.
Exactly to your point, if you really break it down, the issue with advertising hasn't been people hate ads, right? They hate two things. They hate ads that are not real, seeing an ad that has no relevance to their life, because that's a pure interruption, right? You just wasted my time. And secondly, you're trying to deliver that relevance while I'm trying to do something else. Like, I don't know if you have kids, but like the most annoying thing, right, is like, hey, I'm trying to finish an email here. I'm trying to finish up, and your kids are like, "Hey, daddy, 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 daddy." And it's like, "Hey, I wanted to play with you, but I've got this other thing I'm trying to do. How about you ask me when I'm not, looking at a screen or just off the phone?" And it's very similar. And so, we use this metaphor a lot at AdWalt. We're like, "Look, advertising, and it's not that app brands are bad, and it's not that publishers are bad. This is just how it's been. There's just, this is how the world works." But if you look at all of advertising right now, you can easily say that advertisers are currently like a salesman outside your house, banging on the door, banging on the window, trying to climb through the pipe, trying to climb down the chimney. Anything you can do to break, to basically bust into your house and show you a sign while you're doing something. Whereas, what if we had a system where they can politely ring the bell, slip something under the door, you choose to read it when you want? You know what I mean? Like, you can invite them in on your terms rather than having them bang on the door. And that's at a high level what we're trying to do. And so anyway, so that's that. We started AdWallet, and that was about 4 years ago. And we have a couple hundred thousand members now. We're still a relatively small element, but we're proud of what we've done. And we're and to your point on the cannabis side, one of the we ask our members about 125 questions when they start. It's just a quick survey to just highlight who they are. And one of the questions early on, we're in New Mexico. We started here in New Mexico, and New Mexico actually just passed adult use. But for a long time, for the last what, 5 or 6 years, New Mexico has been medicinal. We've had medicinal cannabis and CBD. And so we actually, it's one of these questions we ask, like, are you pro? Are you con? Legalizing it? Do you smoke it? If you do, what? How do you? Do you use a vape? Do you use CBD? We asked about seven questions just because we were interested in that audience. And we certainly didn't design AdWallet to be the Silk Road of cannabis, like how you could successfully communicate, cannabis. But ironically, what we created happens to also fit that industry in a very elegant way. And so, we're starting to lean into that.
Yeah, and so I think that makes a good kind of transition point. I didn't realize that you were asking questions directly about it. So, the lead-in I would give on the cannabis side is, I don't know how familiar you are with the, and you're probably actually very familiar with cannabis and CBD marketing and the regulations around it. But, I'll just summarize it. For cannabis and CBD marketers in particular, it's extremely challenging for them to use traditional marketing channels. Channels like Google and Facebook, which would be kind of the de facto kind of, I'm going to turn to that as the starting point for any kind of broad marketing. It's not available to them. So they all of a sudden find themselves kind of handcuffed in a super fast growing industry around how they can market to their prospective customers. So, we find that a lot of these, whether it be dispensaries or whether it be CBD, they're always looking for creative avenues through which they can find customers. And I think that's kind of the, to connect all the dots together, that's why I think this is super interesting for this audience is the listeners of this podcast. They're trying to figure out, how do I reach my audience? I can do, in some states I can do billboards, in some states I can't do billboards, in some states I can do, marketing over SMS or email. In some states, there's different regulations. So it's been super challenging. And this is interesting because you have a private advertising platform. and your cannabis, it sounds like your cannabis and CBD friendly, if those individuals want to advertise on your platform.
We are, yeah. And we didn't realize this, like I said, but, you know, at the high level, we were creating, you know, this private advertising platform that frankly connected a person directly with a marketer, you know, straight line. But we do ask our members, you know, they take a survey, you know, of course, when they start. So that's the first party data that, you know, advertisers have when they go to target them on AdWallet. And within that survey, there's about 6 questions that we ask about cannabis and CBD, everything from, do you use it? How do you use it? Are you pro legalizing? Are you pro it? Frankly, are you okay with receiving a message about it? And so they, AdWallet's 100% opt-in, which is great. This stuff with CCPA and GDPR, this all happened actually after I started AdWallet. And when it happened, everyone's freaking out around the entire digital atmosphere. And we're like laughing. We're like, yeah, that's not going to affect us at all. Right? Everybody, it's 100% first party. It's 100% opt-in. And so what you end up with is, okay, so you can send an ad in, you know, directly to someone's ad wallet who you are 100, you know that they're 21 and over. You know where they live, right? Because that's one of the things we ask them. We have their zip code. So I can target where they are. They're 21 and over. They've opted in already to receive messages if we send them about cannabis. That's sort of the holy grail, right? And we didn't know that, right? We kind of learned with everybody else what was going on with the cannabis, you know, all the restrictions that they were having. And finally, we were just getting so many different cannabis companies banging on our door going, you know, I think this could work for us. I think, have you looked at it? You know, and so we finally took it to a lawyer up in Boulder and had them look at our system. And after we took them through the UX, they were laughing. They're like, I think you actually have a thing. Where they can actually do the thing. You know, like, oh, well, that's good to know.
Yep.
So, like I said, we didn't design AdWallet specifically to solve this particular cannabis issue, but, or be the Silk Road even, but we're like, hey, if it works, it works. And so, So we basically are able to guarantee age, we're guarantee where you're advertising. It's a private message, right? So you're not putting an ad out there where a kid could walk by. It is literally being sent privately to your phone. You have to verify that you've actually engaged in it in order to get paid. And the other key thing that I didn't realize candidly about the industry was that the huge push is education, right? It's like, yeah, great. You know, even if we can run, like you said, on this outdoor board or in this local daily rag free newspaper or on the side of it, wherever, those are all spaces where basically all these folks can get across as like, here's the name of our store, 15% off, come in, right? They're not going to be able to tell a story like on an outdoor board. That's a 100% retail message. Quick, we're here down the road. But unfortunately, now there's a bunch of people, right? It's not, well, we're the only game in town, right? You know, there's a tremendous amount of competition in these spaces. And so what we started getting when folks were leaning in, cannabis companies were leaning in was, oh, like on AdWallet, I can show an up to 2-minute video. Like I can have 2 minutes to target a 61-year-old man who said that, you know, they're interested, but, you know, interested, right? But don't really, you know, haven't really, you know, or maybe still a little trepidatious, maybe need to learn a little bit more about, you know, is this for me? Can I use I'm going to use my dad as an example. He's, you know, he lived in the 60s, but wasn't a long hair, quote unquote, never did marijuana. And now, uses CBD Slav for his arthritis because he's a golfer. And he, you know, he's now leaning into other products that are CBD and cannabis, you know, and, you know, have THC. And again, so this educational element, which is, you know, the real big thing, AdWallet also is able to do that because you have an extended amount of time to communicate with this targeted person rather than this fleeting 1 or 2 seconds of, hey, we're here. Hey, 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 check out the outdoor board, or, hey, we're, you know, in this newspaper, yeah, with all these other ads. So.
And so I want to make a point just in case any of our listeners misunderstood this. While you are based in New Mexico, you service a national audience.
We do. And if it, you know, but in to that point, we have just under a couple 100,000 members now, AdWallet members that you can target. And they're in all 50 states. So they're in states, you know, all, you know, varied degrees of legality. But yes, you could target, hyper target, basically within the state, within the to the person you want to send your message to. And even for online companies, you know, that's actually a lot of the stuff that we've gotten has been, you know, I'm targeting the person, but they're, you know, they're being led to basically, you know, make the purchase online.
You don't even need to do things like geo-targeting because your ad wallet consumers that are signing up to receive ads are basically telling you where they're at, right?
I'm right here. Like I'm told you, I live at this zip code. I'm 21 years old. I have two cats. I make 100 grand a year and I'm interested. I smoke or I don't smoke, but I'm interested in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here you go, right here. So it's like a laser basically to a person and it's a private, communication. And so, again, it's, the big but is yes, but we also don't have the scale of Google or Facebook, some of these other tools, which are not at your disposal anyway, but we're not at scale yet, but frankly, a lot of the cannabis, clients that we have, they're like, hey, we don't care. As you scale, we'll just spend more money, but right now, this is how many people we can talk to and we're happy to fire right at them.
Man, this is great, Adam. I think this is going to be super relevant, to our listeners. So I think I mentioned that already at the top of the call, but I think this is just such a great fit for, a lot of both our cannabis and CBD customers, and listeners, obviously, to this podcast to use a service like this. Where can they find more about AdWallet?
Sure. So basically, if you just go to adwallet.com, that's our site and you can learn all about it there. You're happy to email me, your listeners can email me directly. Actually, my email's adam@adwallet.com. And one of our sales team, I'd be happy to reach out to them and take them through a 15-minute kind of overview of AdWallet, how it works, and see if it, it fits their needs.
Awesome. Well, Adam, I think that's a great place to stop. This has been a great overview. I can't wait to get some feedback from our listeners on this podcast session. I think this is such a cool topic. I'm actually looking forward to sharing it with a few of our cannabis and CBD marketers as well. For listeners, if you would like more information about AdWallet, we're going to put some information in our show notes as well as Adam's contact information. He was gracious enough to share his email address. And we will look forward to hearing some feedback about AdWallet from our listeners. And with that, I'd like to say thank you. I'm Rob Howard. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.